亲爱的奉献者们，大家晚上好。今天是2021年1月22号的星期五的晚上，我们呢又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们深爱者的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们继续讲述 Mahabharata， 敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavadi Pashatade Shatarine Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakaupataru Vyacha Kripa Sindubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So last time we saw the Svayamvara. Svayamvara, this word, let me copy this word. Svayamvara ceremony is a very special ceremony.
So, 我们上一周呢就讲到了有这么一个 Svayamrama 的这么一个仪式，这是一个非常特别的仪式。
Wait. One second.
Svayamvara. Svayamvara.大家稍微等一下，让阿叔再帮我把这个词儿给刷上来，然后这样我就能把它读对了。
Okay, Svayamvara, you get it, huh?
Yeah, Svayamvara. Yeah, Svayamvara.
Svayamvara
is a very special
ceremony. It's a ceremony where the princess, the bride, places the garland on the neck of the future husband.
那这是一个很特别的仪式，是公主把花环戴在她的未婚夫的脖子上。
So last time you saw, Draupadi did that to Arjuna. He placed the garland on the neck of Arjuna.
所以呢，在上一周呢，我们就听到了 Draupadi 他就做了这件事情，他把花环戴在了 Arjuna 的脖子上。
Because Arjuna, he passed the test.To become qualified to be her husband.
Because Arjuna, he 经起了测试，然后呢，他就有资格成为 Draupadi 的丈夫。
He had to show his prowess.
所以他就必须要显示他的力量。
And it was not easy.
不容易呀。
Other princes and great princes, great kings have tried.And they didn't succeed.
其他的王子啊，还有伟大的国王们呢，也都尝试了，但是呢，都没有成功。
So this is one type of marriage.
所以这是婚姻的一种形式。
There are 8 kinds of marriage ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas.
在韦达经里面呢，就提到了八种婚姻的仪式，结婚仪式。
This marriage of Draupadi to Arjuna is the Gandharva style.
那Draupadi 和 Arjuna 之间的这种婚姻呢，被称为叫 Gandharva 风格。
It means that whoever the candidate has to show to exhibit his prowess before the would-be bride.
那也就是说呢，这个候选人他就必须要在 准新娘的面前要展示他所具备的威力，他所具备的力量。
Krishna also had married one of his wives, Satya, was married in the same style.
Krishna, 他在娶 Satya 的时候呢，也是用这种风格来娶的。
He had to wrestle with seven bulls and defeat them.
他必须要和七头公牛摔跤，并且呢，要把公牛击败。
We also remember Lord Ramachandra also obtained Sita by stringing a bow that was very impossible to do for an ordinary human being.
那我们还记得主 Ramachandra 他在迎娶 Sita 公主的时候呢，也是因为拉动了一掌弓。那么这掌弓呢，是普通人是根本就拉不动的。
Another type of marriage is a Rakshasa marriage.
还有另外一种婚姻呢，是 Rakshasa 的婚姻模式。
Means the aspiring husband steals the beautiful girl and fights with whoever opposes him.
那就是说呢，这个未婚夫呢，要把他的新娘给偷走，并且呢，要击败和他进行打斗的那些敌对方。
You see, remember Krishna married his first wife Rukmini in this style of marriage.
Krishna 在迎娶他的第一位夫人 Rukmini 的时候，就是以这样的方式迎娶了 Rukmini.
Sometimes also another type of marriage, the father will give the daughter for a certain price in exchange of certain value.
You mean father just give the daughter to
the father
to the
give、
husband?
The daughter to somebody in exchange for some value, some price, some wealth.
Okay, 还有一种结婚的这种方式呢，就是父亲把女儿送给对方，然后换回一些财富。
Or a person justbecause he had good qualities, he's from a good family, so the father of the bride, you know, ask him if he wants to take his daughter in marriage.
那因为这个男孩呢是来自于很好的家庭，而且他自己呢也有很好的资质，所以呢父亲就会问对方，你愿不愿意娶我的女儿，把我的女儿嫁给你。
But all the marriage in Vedic culture, even today in India, marriage are very rich, very full of ceremony and very full of beauty and color. It's very, 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 can be very, very beautiful and it can last for a few days.
但是呢，在伟达文化中的所有的这些婚姻的方式呢，就是结婚的这种方式呢，都是非常的富足的，都是非常的富裕的，而且呢，也是充满了色彩的。是非常喜庆的，而且呢，要举办上好几天的。即便到现在，印度也依然是如此。
So they were not based on sexual attraction like marriage today.
但是呢，这样的这个婚姻呢，并不是像是今天的这个婚姻是以色，就是会以这个性为基础的婚姻。
Means the aspiring husband, he didn't know the bride, and the bride didn't know the bridegroom.
因为在之前的这个婚姻里面呢，是新娘不认识新郎，新郎也从来没有见过新娘。
It was not based on physical beauty, attraction for physical beauty.
所以他们彼此之间的结合呢，并不是基于身体上的吸引的，并不是由于彼此之间因为觉得长得漂亮或者长得帅而吸引的。
It's mostly based on qualities, on valor, you know, showing prowess, you know.
所以呢，它是基于它的品质以及基于它的力量，它所展现出来的这种威力而相互吸引的。
So sexual compatibility was not the criteria for marriage.
所以说呢，在当时的这个婚姻里面， 这个性上的吸引或者在性上的能力并不是主要的要求。
Because you see, an unrestricted sex life can cause one partner to lose respect for the other partner.
因为呢，就是这种不严格的在性吸引上的这种婚姻，它是有可能会导致夫妻双方失去彼此的。
That's why in Vedic culture, sex was just for the purpose of procreation.
那所以说，在韦达文化中呢，性它仅仅是为了要繁殖后代，要繁衍后代。
And Srila Prabhupada also wanted in our society to be like that.
那么Srila Prabhupada他也希望我们的这个社团呢是这样的。
So if for instance Kshatriyas, because they were very much motivated by passion, they were very passionate by nature, they would have some more desire for more for sex life, then they were allowed to take more than one wife and have as many children as they wanted, and they were capable of maintaining all them.
但是作为刹帝利，因为他身体非常的强壮，而且呢，他也是充满了激情，所以说呢，他可能就希望有更多的这样的性上的这种生活，所以呢，他就允许娶多位妻子，并且呢，由多位妻子为他生很多孩子，而且他们也是有能力养活所有的这些孩子们的。
In any case, there was no free mingling between girls and boys before marriage.
总体来说呢，在结婚之前，男孩和女孩之间是不能够自由的混杂在一起的。
They would be together, they would connect with each other through the marriage institution.
他们是通过 marriage institution.
Yeah, through marriage.
Okay, 他们是要通过这个婚姻的这个渠道才能够相互结合在一起，才能够相互在一起。
Otherwise, there were not connection between male and female.
否则的话，男性跟女性就是不会在一起的。
Otherwise, it becomes like an animal life.
否则的话，就像是动物的生活一样。
And animals, they have urge for sex, and they have sex, and it's okay for them because they are animals.
那动物之间呢，是会有各种各样的性交的，那没有问题，因为他们本来就是动物。
But the human being has to behave like a human being. Otherwise, in the next life, he becomes like a monkey.
作为人呢，他的行为举止就得必须得像人，否则的话，他下一辈子就得投生为猴子。
They can have unrestricted sex. Monkeys, they can have unrestricted sex.
那作为猴子来说呢，他是可以进行无度的性生活的。
Human beings should be civilized.
但是人类他就必须得是过文明的生活。
So we saw Arjuna, because of showing his prowess, his ability as a very expert bowman, expert kshatriya, he won the hand of Draupadi that was so much seek out by so many princes and kings because she was extremely beautiful and her birth was very extraordinary.
那Arjuna 呢，他就通过他的剑术展示了他的雄威，展示了他是一位非常优秀的刹帝利，从而使他赢得了Arjuna，赢得了Draupadi。但是呢，Draupadi 呢，他是因为长得美若天仙。所以说呢，他是受到很多很多的国王和王子的青睐的。
But the fact is that Draupadi already knew about Arjuna, have heard about Arjuna, talk, you know, they would, in a court, they would hear about the prowess of Arjuna, and she had developed in her heart an attraction for Arjuna. And Arjuna, as the other Pandavas, when they heard about Draupadi, they also became kind of attracted, you know, to have, you know, because that was their nature, you know, the hearing about a, a princess that has extraordinary qualities, or a princess hearing about a prince at very extraordinary qualities, not because physical, not physical, it's just because they have good qualities.
但是呢，朱克提他其实已经听说过有耳珠呢，而且呢，他在听别人在讲话的时候呢，他也知道耳珠呢所具备的这种才能，而且所以呢，他在内心中其实就已经很心仪、很仰慕耳珠呢了。那么耳珠呢，就在潘纳武兄弟们他们在听到朱克提这位公主的时候呢，其实内心中也都产生了涟漪。那么这个其实是一种本性，就是当王公贵族、公主、王子他们听说到彼此的时候，他们就是由于他们彼此之间所具备的这种品质而会相互吸引。
And this is the first time, is a situation for the first time, Krishna and the Pandavas are very close.
而这也是第一次 Krishna 和 Pandava 五兄弟们非常的近距离的在一起。
They have never met before.
因为他们之前从来就没有见过。
Certainly the Pandavas, they knew about Krishna, and Krishna knew about the Pandavas, but they have never met.
那毫无疑问 ,Pandava 他们是知道有 Krishna 七人的，而 Krishna 也是知道有 Pandava 这五兄弟的，但是他们之前从来就没有见过。
But here in this Svayamvara of Draupadi, Krishna and Balarama also came, but they didn't participate in a competition.
但是呢，在 Draupadi 的 Svayamvara 的这个仪式上的时候呢， Krishna 和主 Balaram 他们也来了，但是他们并没有参与到竞争之中。
And Krishna was the only person who could recognize the Pandavas because they were dressed as Brahmanas with shaven heads, you know, sitting amongst the Brahmanas without any physical opulence in their bodies, you know.They look like Brahmanas to everyone. Everyone was convinced they were Brahmanas, but Krishna spotted them and he told Balarama.
而在整个这个整场过程中呢，只有 Krishna 一个人，他能够认出潘达瓦五兄弟。虽然他们打扮成是婆罗门的样子，那么这五兄弟呢，他们完全脱去了沙地利的这个装饰，然后把头发剃得光光的。穿的这个婆罗门的这个衣服，然后并且还和婆罗门们坐在一起，所以呢别人都认不出来，但是呢 Krishna 认出了他们，并且把这个事情告诉给了主 Balaram。
And then Balaram spotted them and recognized them also.
所以呢主 Balaram 呢就看向他们，而且也认出了他们。
Actually it was not too difficult to really see that they were not Brahmanas because their physical constitution showed that they were more Kshatriya physical constitution than Brahmanas. But because nobody was thinking that the Pandavas were around, everybody thought the Pandavas were dead. And I mean, nobody looks to find out what the Pandavas amongst the Brahmanas. Nobody really look very intently to the Brahmana group to see if the Pandavas were there.
事实上呢 ,Pandava 五兄弟们他们的身形健硕，就从他们的这个体型上来看呢，其实并不那么难看出他们不是婆罗门。但是呢，由于没有人想到 Pandava 五兄弟会来，然后也不会想到 Pandava 兄弟就会在这个婆罗门中间，所以呢也就没有人会在意他们是潘达瓦五兄弟。
But Krishna knew. Krishna was among the three persons. Krishna, Vyasadeva, and Vidura were the three only persons who knew that the Pandavas had escaped the firehouse.
但是呢 ,Krishna 知道，因为在这世上呢，只有 Krishna, Srila Vyasadeva 和 Vidura 这三个人知道潘达瓦五兄弟并没有从那个火房子里被烧死。
And I mean, being such a special ceremony of marriage and knowing that the Pandavas were not married yet, it for Krishna it was clear that it was expected that the Pandavas would come also.
而且呢，通过这么一个盛大的招亲仪式。以及呢，潘达瓦兄弟们并没有成亲， 所以就使得 Krishna 确信 Pandava 兄弟们是一定会来的。
So if they were not amongst the kings and princes, means he start looking amongst the brahmanas and he spotted them.
因为Pandava兄弟并没有在国王和王子中间，所以说呢，他就开始看向这些婆罗门们，就是 Krishna 就见到了他们，就看到了他们。
嗯、So we know that after having received the garland from Draupadi, the kings were and princes were upset because King Draupada had agreed for a brahmana to participate in a competition, and was some conflict there, but eventually they could not do anything, thinking that actually the Pandavas were brahmana, so the kshatras didn't want to mess up with them to not make any offense against the brahma class, knowing that the brahmanas are superior class.
那么当Draupadi把花环戴在尔朱娜的脖子上之后呢，在场的这些国王和王子们就感到很气恼，因为他们就很生这个朱克特王的气，为什么能够允许婆罗门也来参加这样的竞争，这样的竞赛？但是所以呢，他们也是引起了一些这个轩然大波，想要引起一些这个争斗。但是呢，由于婆罗门是处在沙地利阶层之上的。所以最终呢，这些国王和王子们呢，他们就不想得罪婆罗门们，所以呢，他们也就只能作罢了。
So then the Pandavas left with Draupadi, and they went back to the potter's house where they were residing.
所以说呢，这些 Pandava 们呢，就带着 Draupadi 一起走了，他们就回到了他们所居住的那个瓦罐匠的家里。
So.Mother Kunti had stayed in a house. She did not participate. She did not go for this ceremony.
那当时 Kunti 妈妈呢？她是留在了家里，她并没有去参加这场仪式。
So when they came back with Draupadi, Krishna was following at a certain distance.He wanted to make sure that no harm would be caused to them. He wanted to be sure that they were protected. So Krishna was following them at a distance without being noticed by them.
那当他们在回家的这个路上呢 ，Krishna 就远远的跟在他们的后面，是为了要确保他们没有危险，要确保他们没有遇到任何的伤害。所以呢，他要在后面跟着保护他们。
And farther behind was another person also following them.
然后在 Krishna, 在比 Krishna 更远的地方呢，还有另外一个人在跟着他们。
That was Dhrishtadyumna, the brother of Draupadi. He wanted to know, who are these brahmanas who conquered my sister?
那么这个人呢，是 Dhrishtadyumna, 是 Draupadi 的哥哥，因为他想知道到底是谁赢得了我的妹妹。
嗯。So when they enter the house, they call out their mother and say, Mother, come, see what we have collected today.
然后等他们一进家门以后呢，他们就喊他们的母亲，妈妈，快来看看我们今天带回了什么。
Because they used to go, as brahmanas, they used to go, every day and collect alms from people and whatever they would bring.And they will give to Mother Kunti.
因为作为婆罗门呢，他们每天都会上外面去讨要布施，然后讨回这个布施呢，回来就都会交给他们的母亲 ，Kunti 妈妈。
So in the same way, a kind of a joking way, they said the same thing. Come, Mother, come and see what we have collected today.
所以他们今天呢，也同样以半开玩笑的口气对他们的妈妈说：“妈妈，快来看看我们今天讨回了什么。”
And the mother was in the kitchen, didn't even look at them, and she said what she used to say. She said, whatever you brought today, you should share equally amongst yourselves.
然后呢，妈妈呢，这会儿正在厨房里忙，所以呢，她根本就没有出来看。但是呢，她就像平常一样，她在厨房里说，无论今天你们讨回来什么，都应该像平常一样，平等的五个人分。
But when she came, and she saw Draupadi, she said, wow, what did I say?
但是等她从厨房里出来以后呢，当她看到 Draupadi 的时候呢，她就惊住了，她说，哎呀，我刚才说了什么？
So she took the hands of Draupadi in a very affectionate way, and she went to see Yudhisthira and approach went in front of Yudhisthira.
然后呢，他就非常慈爱的拉着Draupadi 的手，然后呢就把他给拉到了 Yudhisthira 王的面前。
So the King Draupada has given us Draupadi as our alms, you know, what we have begged for the day. We collected Draupadi from King Draupada.
So this is Yudhisthira said?
No, this is the mother saying to Yudhisthira.
Okay.
So we have received from King Draupada the alms of his own daughter.
Okay. 然后呢，这个昆蒂妈妈就对 Yudhisthira 说，我们今天从朱帕塔王那里得到了布施，他把他的女儿施舍给了我们。
And in ignorance, I have spoken the words that I used to speak. Share equally what you have collected.
而且出于我的无知呢，我讲出了我平常总在说的话，就是你们五兄弟平等的分所讨回来的布施。
So my dear son, Yudhisthira, you now tell me how my words will not prove false.
所以我亲爱的儿子，请你告诉我，我怎么能够证明我的话是没错的呢？
Because Kshatriyas, they when they say something, they have to do it. That's their They are very rigorous about their promises. Whatever they say, they have to do. They cannot be, they are never dishonest. They never go back to their words.
因为刹帝利呢，说话是一言九鼎的。他只要这个话一说出来，就不能再收回去了，而且还不能够食言。
So, Yudhisthira, he thought for a moment, and then he told Arjuna, so you are the one who won Draupadi in the competition, so it is proper that you marry with her.
然后Yudhisthira 就想了一下，然后呢他就对 Arjuna 说，是你赢回了Draupadi， 是你赢得了所有的这些竞争，所以说呢应该由你来娶她。
We have here our priest, our guru, Domya. He can perform the sacrificial fire, and you be married. You marry her according to the Vedic rites.
而且我们有我们的 guru, 我们的祭司 Domya 在，所以呢，他可以为你们举行祭祀的仪式，然后呢，可以在这个祭祀的这样的仪式下使你们成亲。
But Arjuna said, no, you are the oldest.
Arjuna 说不，您是大哥。
According to Vedic injunctions, the older brother must be married first.
那根据伟达的教导呢，家里的老大一定是要先结婚的。
Once you are married, then the rest of us will marry by order, you know, according to our birth.
在您成亲之后呢，我们剩下的这些兄弟们要根据我们的出生的岁数来依次的成婚。
So Arjuna declined to marry Draupadi.
对 Arjuna 他就拒绝了和 Draupadi 成婚。
But they were all looking, all the brothers, they were looking at the beautiful Draupadi.
但是所有的这些兄弟们全都看着美丽的 Draupadi。
And Draupadi also looking upon all of them with affection.
而且 Draupadi 呢，她也是满怀着深情的看着这五兄弟。
So when Yudhisthira could understand their minds, then to avoid any division amongst them, he said, then the beautiful Draupadi should be our common wife.
当Yudhishthir 王他了解了所有的这些兄弟们的心意之后呢，他为了就是不使他们的这个心意发生偏离，所以呢，他就说，那么Draupadi就应该成为我们五兄弟的共有的妻子。
All the brothers were very satisfied with that decision.
所有的兄弟们呢，就对于这样的决定感到非常的心满意足。
And Draupadi was also pleased.
Draupadi 也很开心。
But nobody said anything.
但是没人说任何，没有做出任何的评论。
So, at that time,Krishna knocked at the door of their house.
就在这会儿 ，Krishna 敲开了他们家的门。
He came in with Balaram.
他和主 Balaram 一起走了进来。
So he came inside, and Krishna offered obeisance to Yudhishthir.
当他们走进来之后呢 ，Krishna 就向 Yudhishthir 顶拜。
And he said, and he introduced himself, I am Krishna, the son of Vasudev.
然后他就自报家门说呢，我是 Krishna, 我是 Vasudev 的儿子。
So I am the nephew of your mother Kunti.
我是你的母亲 Kunti 妈妈的侄儿。
And then he offered obeisance to Kunti and touched her feet.
然后呢，他又向 Kunti 妈妈顶拜，并且触碰了她的莲花足。
And Balarama did the same, offer obeisance to Yudhishthir and touch the feet of Kunti.
Balarama 也做了同样的事情，向 Yudhishthir 顶拜，并且呢，顶拜Kunti 妈妈，而且触碰了她的莲花足。
Then Krishna embraced Arjuna because they were the same age.
然后 Krishna 呢，又拥抱了 Arjuna， 因为他们是同岁。
And he accepted the obeisance of the twin brothers Nakula and Sahadeva because they were younger.
然后呢，他又接受了 Nakula 和 Sahadev 的顶拜，因为他们要更年轻一些。
Lord Balarama was older than Krishna, so he was the same age as Bhima. So he embraced Bhima, and because they were the same age, and accepted the obeisance of Arjuna, Nakula, and Sahadev.
主巴拉姆呢，因为要年长于尔朱呢，他和比玛同岁，所以呢，他就拥抱了比玛，然后接受了尔朱呢和纳库尔和萨哈德的顶拜。
Then Krishna, Yudhishthira asked Krishna, "My dear Krishna, how did you detect us? We are so disguised."
然后Yudhishthira 就问 Krishna, right?Yudhishthira 就问 Krishna， 您是怎么看出我们的呢？我们的这个易容易得这么好
？Krishna smiling, he told Yudhishthira, "You know, my dear king, fire, even if it is covered, cannot be concealed."
然后Krishna 就笑了，他对 Yudhishthira 王说：“我亲爱的王啊，这个火。”即使是被包裹住了，它也是藏不住的。
So who else but the Pandavas could show such a prowess as Arjuna showed today?
除了 Pandava 兄弟之外，还有谁能够展现出Arjuna今天所展现出来的雄威呢？
It's a great fortune. It's good fortune that we have escaped from the burning house.
实在是太幸运了，你们能够逃脱那场大火。
But you should remain hidden for some time.
但是呢，你们依然要保持着隐藏，就是你们依然要隐藏一段时间。
Don't let the sons of Dhritarashtra know where you are until we have made sufficient alliances with other kings.
直到我们和其他的国王建立起非常的强大的联盟之前，千万不要让Yudhishthir 千万不要让就是 Dhritarashtra 的儿子们知道你们的藏身之处。
You have our support and the support of our dynasties. You should not fear anything.
你们有我们的支持，有我们的王朝的支持，所以你们无需有半点恐惧。
We came to see you just to give you this confidence that we are with you, and now we have to create more alliances with other kings, so we should remain incognito for some time.
那所以我们现在来看望你们呢，就是为了要向你们确信这一点。我们是支持你们的，而且呢，我们现在呢也在集结其他的一些联盟。但是呢，你们现在依然还需要隐姓埋名一段时间。
But we have to leave you now, so like this, nobody would suspect that we came to see you here.
那现在呢，我们要离开了，这样的话呢，才不会有任何人怀疑，你们藏身在这个地方。
So at that time, after Krishna and Balarama left, soon after, Drishtadyumna knocked at the door.
所以在 Krishna 和 Balaram 离开不久之后呢，
It did not knock at the door. He came near the window, and he was trying to listen what they were talking inside the house.
At this time, Krishna and Balaram already
left. After Krishna
and
Balaram left, Drishtadyumna waited that they would leave. And then he came in and just stay outside by the window, tried to listen what they were talking, tried to see if he could recognize them by their talk.
Okay. 那么当Krishna 和 Balaram 离开之后呢，Drishtadyumna 也走进了这个房子，并且呢在他们的屋外偷听，他希望能不能从他们说话的这个声音里面能够认出这些人是谁。
He heard Kunti talking with Draupadi.
他就听到 Kunti 妈妈和 Draupadi 的谈话。
Kunti was talking about the food that they had collected that day.
Kunti 在谈的是他们在那天所讨要回来的这些食物。
So she was telling Draupadi, first, you take a portion of that food and offer it to Lord Vishnu in the altar.
他对卓克蒂说，首先呢，你先把这食物中的一部分供奉给在神坛上的主维什努。
And that prasada you offer to the brahmanas and guests if we have guests.
然后呢，这个 prasada 呢，你就要把它派给婆罗门或者是我们的客人来吃，如果我们要是有客人来访的话。
And what is left, you divide in two portions.
然后把剩下的这些食物呢，你把它分成两份。
One portion is for Bhima.
那其中一份呢是给 Bhima 的。
And the other portion is for the rest of us.
那然后剩下这一份呢是给我们剩下的人的。
When Bhima heard that, he became red of embarrassment.
那么当兵马听到这以后呢，他脸涨得通红，就觉得特别的不好意思。
The Draupadi smiled.
但 Draupadi 笑了。
So when Drishtadyumna could see from the window that Draupadi looked so happy, he was very happy himself to know that she was not sad or depressed by her present situation.
所以当 Draupadi 当Drishtadyumna 看到 Draupadi 的挺开心的这种状态的时候呢，他也感到很欣慰，因为他知道了 Draupadi 并没有因为他现在所处的这种处境而感到很悲伤或者感到很伤心。
So Draupadi followed the guidance, the instructions of Kunti, and gave the rest of the prasada to her husbands, and then the end she took some.
所以呢，卓克蒂就按照昆蒂妈妈的这个指示呢，就做了。他就把这个菩萨丹分给了他所有的这些丈夫们，然后他最后呢，才荣耀了他的那一份菩萨丹。
So evening was coming.
夜幕降临了。
And they were preparing to go to bed.
所以呢，他们就准备要休息了。
they prepare a very nice bed of kusha grass on the floor, and they cover with deer skin, like Brahmanas, traditional Brahmanas, they used to do. And they all lay down in the same bed.
他们呢就在地上铺上了很好的枯舍草，然后在上面铺上了鹿皮，那么就像是婆罗门所做的那样，然后大家全部都在这一张床上躺了下来。
Kunti slept at the heads of her sons.
Sorry, Ashu, I don't answer.
Kunti lay down at their heads, or where they had faced their heads, the boys.
Kunti.
They will lay down, and on their heads, Kunti, in that space, in front of their heads, Kunti lay down there.
Okay, you mean that's actually their heads to heads, right?
No, you see the beds, they all sleep, the five boys all sleep together, one next to other. On their heads, on a space on their heads, the mother Kunti lay down there, at their heads, not on their heads. In front of their heads, on the top, not on the feet, on the heads, in the space after the heads. No, you're not getting. They were laying down, one after another, and there is space on their heads. At that space, Mother Kunti lay down on their heads, at their heads, not on the top of their heads, in a space, on a space after their heads.
After their heads?
Yes, heads, the toe.
Yeah, I understand.
You lay down, and there is a space in the bed, still a space in the bed after their heads, at their pillows, or can say, where you put your head. There's a space after, and Kunti lay down in that space, at their heads.
Yeah. Kunti 妈妈在他们的旁边也躺了下来。
And on the top, so above them, so and Draupadi slept on at their feet. These are bed on the floor. This is not bed with four feet. These are just kusha grass on the floor, lay down with a deer skin. The four boys are sleeping one after another in a row on.Above them, at the side of their heads is Kunti. At the side of their feet, there was Draupadi.
Okay.
Actually,
Ashu means that Draupadi's face is right next to the feet of the boys, right?
The feet. They all have the feet in one side, and she's sleeping on that side. She's laying down her body at the place where their feet reach, and where their heads reach, there is Kunti lay down her body. So means that they lay down vertically and they lay down horizontal on heads and on the feet.
Got it.
Okay, good. Don't see a bed with 4 feet because they are on the floor, huh?
Okay. 对不起，亲爱的同学们，我终于明白了。是这样的啊，就是这五位兄弟他们挨着躺下来之后呢，然后昆提妈妈呢就在他们的这个头的这个位置躺了下来。然后呢 ，Draupadi 呢是在这五兄弟的脚这个地方躺了下来，是这意思。
So and they were talking, and they, you know, before falling asleep, they were talking about chariots, about horses, about elephants, about armies.
然后在他们在躺下之前，在睡觉之前呢，他们在讨论关于战车、军队、大象。马匹，他们在讨论这样的话题。
It was not conversation of Brahmanas.
所以呢，他们讲的根本就不是婆罗门所讲的话题。
So when Drishtadyumna heard that conversation, then after they fall asleep, he went back to his palace to meet his father.
然后呢，这会儿都是这个 Drishtadyumna 呢，始终都在听他们讲话。然后等这些五兄弟们他们都睡着了以后呢 ，Drishtadyumna 就回家了，就回到他的宫殿里面去找他的父亲。
So King Drupada was lamenting because he was not sure who had taken his daughter in marriage.
那这会儿 Drupada 呢正在伤心，正在悲叹，因为他并不知道到底他的女儿嫁给了谁。
Because remember, during the Svayamvara was that conflict that all these kings and princes, they wanted to fight against Drupada and kill him. And Drupada came behind Arjuna and the Pandavas to be protected. And there were some arguments. And then eventually the kings and princes, they start moving, going away. And the Pandavas and Draupadi escaped and they went to the potter house. So Draupada did not know what happened. He did not know who was the person who took his.
因为我们要知道当时是一场混战。当尔朱呢赢得了Draupadi 之后呢，就使当时在场的所有的这些国王和王子们感到非常的愤怒，所以呢，他们就冲上来要杀掉Draupada。但是所以 Drupada 当时呢他就躲在了 Arjuna 和 Pandava 兄弟的后面以求保护。然后当时呢还有一些谩骂，有一些这个厮打呀。然后但是最终呢这些王子和国王他们就退下去了。然后Pandava 五兄弟呢又把Drupadi 又给带回了他们住的这个地方。所以 Drupada 他始终都不知道到底是怎么回事，所以他还晕着呢，他不知道他女儿到底嫁给了谁。
So he was very, very worried about that. And meanwhile, Drishtadyumna, his son, came back.
所以呢，他就特别的担心。就在他担心的这个过程中呢，他的儿子 Drishtadyumna 就回来了。
So Drishtadyumna related to him what he had seen in the evening when he followed the Pandavas to their home to follow the five Brahmanas with Draupadi to their home, what he had heard and what he had seen from outside.
那然后Draupadi 呢Drishtadyumna 就一五一十的把他刚才做的事情和他的父王就禀告了，他对他说他如何跟在他们的后面，他在门外都看到了什么，以及呢他在这个窗户外面都听到了这五位婆罗门他们都在聊些什么。
So he said, from what I heard, they cannot be Brahmanas because they were only speak about military topics.
他说呢，从我听到的这个话来说呢，我不认为他们是婆罗门，他们不可能是婆罗门，因为他们谈的全部都是跟军事相关的话题。
And their voices were deep and very commanding.
而且他们的声音呢，嗓音是非常的深厚的。而且他们也是很具有这种指挥欲的。
So he thought, my dear father, I think that our hopes are becoming realized that they are actually the sons of Pandu that they've been wandering in disguise.
他说我亲爱的父亲，也许我们的希望已经成真了。这些应该是潘度的儿子们，他们应该是在隐姓埋名的到处漫游。
Only Arjuna could do what was done in that Svayamvara ceremony to win Draupadi's hand.
而且呢，也只有 Arjuna 才有可能做到在 Svayamvara 的这个仪式上所做的这个事情，从而能够赢得 Draupadi。
So King Draupadi became very hopeful now.
这样就使得 Draupada 王呢变得充满了希望了。
The next morning, he sent his priests and some messengers to the potter's house to announce the wedding, that the wedding should be in that day and they should come to the palace.
所以第二天呢，他就派他的祭司以及他的信使来到了这个尼瓦罐的尼瓦罐将的这个家里，然后并且宣布说呢。 今天就应该是大婚之日，而且大家呢都应该来到宫里。
He sent very valuable dresses for and ornaments for Draupadi.
他呢为 Draupadi 送来了非常的华丽的衣服以及服饰。
And also very valuable clothes and ornaments for the five heroes that he hoped.
而且 he hoped
he were the Pandavas.
而且呢，他也为这五位英雄送来了华丽的衣服以及服饰。那他内心中非常希望这位英雄就是潘达巴兄弟们。
So he sent his royal chariot to pick them up from the house and bring them to the palace.
他呢还派来了他自己的皇家战车来接这位兄弟和 Draupadi， 把他们给接到皇宫去。
Immediately when they enter the palace, all the ladies of the palace, they took Kunti with them, you know, to take nice care of her worshipper, because she was such an important lady, and Draupadi went with her.
那么当他们一进到宫里面以后呢，所有的在宫中的这些女士都围住了 Kunti 妈妈，然后呢开始很好的照顾着 Kunti 妈妈，因为她是一个如此重要的人物。而且 Draupadi 也跟在他的后面。
But they still nobody knew exactly if they were the five Pandavas. So when they entered the palace, King Draupadi saw they were dressed in deer skin, you know, but they were walking like princes, like kshatriyas, you know, with broad shoulders, long arms, strong built bodies.
但是呢，当他们来到宫中的时候呢。人们依然还不知道他们到底是谁。那朱葛在看到他们的时候呢，这五个兄弟他们是身穿鹿皮，就像婆罗门那样。但是呢，他们走起路来是非常的有雄威的，而且呢，他们有宽阔的臂膀，就是宽阔的胸膛，有非常长的臂膀，走起路来也像是沙地像王子一样。
So Draupadi told them, my dear friends, we still don't know if you are kshatriyas or brahmanas or maybe demigods in disguise.
然后 Draupadi 就对他们说，我亲爱的朋友们呐，我们到现在为止也不知道你们的真实身份，你们到底是婆罗门还是沙帝利还是微服出巡的天仙半神人呢？
Please tell us the truth, because according to your reply, we should make arrangements for my daughter's wedding according to which category, which class we belong.
所以请您向我们揭示你们的真实身份，因为只有知道了你们的真实身份，我们才能够有的放矢的安排婚事，因为你们处于不同的阶层，我们所安排的婚事的方式是不一样的。
So Yudhishthira replied, he said, my dear king, please do not be unhappy. We are actually kshatriyas. We are the sons of Pandu.
Yudhishthira 王对Draupadi 王说，我亲爱的王啊，请您不要不悦。我们其实是沙帝利，我们其实是潘度王的儿子。
I am the eldest son of Kunti. My name is Yudhishthira. He is Bhima.And here is Arjuna and the twins Nakula Sahadeva, and this is our mother Kunti.
那我是 Kunti 妈妈的长子，我的名字是 Yudhishthira。这位是Bhima， 这位是 Arjuna， 然后这两位呢是双胞胎兄弟 Sahadeva 和 Nakula。这位是我们的母亲 Kunti。
So don't worry, your daughter is in good hands.
那所以请您不要担心，您的女儿是会被很好的照顾的。
So Draupadi was in ecstasy. He almost lost consciousness when he heard this from Yudhishthira.
但 Draupadi 听到 Yudhishthira 对他这么讲以后呢，他一下就处在极乐之中，他差点没晕过去。
His voice was choked in emotion.
他由于这个情绪激动，所以呢，他的这个声音都开始在颤抖、哽咽。
He wanted to know from them how they had escaped the house, the firehouse.
他想从他们那儿知道他们是怎么逃脱的那场大火的。
King Draupadi he became so angry against Dhritarashtra for his heinous acts. He said, immediately vowed to support Yudhishthira and to help him to regain his throne.
朱伯特对于这个所作所为呢感到十分的愤怒。朱伯特他听到Yudhishthira的这番解释之后呢，他就感到非常的愤怒，他立刻就表示说呢，他要支持他们，要成为他们的联盟。
So he was so overjoyed, so happy.
对呢，他实在是太开心了。
And he was happy that he were living in his kingdom.
而且呢，他也非常的开心，他们能够住在他的王国里。He
said he would protect them.
然后他就说呢，他会保护他们。So
he said, now let Arjuna take my daughter in marriage. In this, we should start the ceremony of marriage with my daughter with Arjuna.
然后他就说呢，现在呢，让我们为Arjuna和我的女儿举行婚礼。那我的女儿应该嫁给Arjuna。Yudhishthira
said, my dear king, the scriptures declare that the oldest son must be married first.
那然后Yudhishthira王说呢，我亲爱的王啊。 但是这个礼仪上说呢，家中的长子要先成婚。
So King Drupada said, okay, if it pleases you, then you take my daughter yourself.
然后朱伯特就说，那好吧，如果要是能够取悦您的话，那您就把我的女儿娶了吧。
Then Yudhishthira said, my dear king, your daughter will be our common wife.
然后Yudhishthira王说，我亲爱的王啊，您的女儿将成为我们五个兄弟的共同的妻子。This
is was the order of our mother.
这是我们的母亲的命令。Yes,
your daughter was won by Arjuna.
的确，你的女儿呢，是被Arjuna所赢过来的。
But it's our rule, our standard rule amongst us, that we should enjoy equally what we obtain.
但是呢，我们有一个标准的规则，就是无论我们得到了什么，我们都要平等的去分享。So
we don't want to give up this rule of conduct. So your daughter Draupadi should become the wife of all of us five brothers.
所以呢，我们又不想打破这个规则，所以说呢，您的女儿就要嫁给我们所有的兄弟们，我们五兄弟。King
King Draupada was very confused.
这就让Draupada王感到非常的困惑。听完这个以后，
My dear Yudhishthira, the scriptures say that one man can have many wives, but we never heard that one woman can have many husbands.
然后朱伯特王就说，我亲爱的王啊，但是这经典里面说，一个男人可以娶很多妻子，但从来就没说过一位女子可以有很多丈夫。My
dear Yudhishthira, you know the rules of morality, you know Dharma, the principles of Dharma. Please tell me on what basis you make such a decision.
我亲爱的Yudhishthira王，您了解道德，而且您也知道Dharma，您也知道这大法的原则是什么。那么，请您告诉我是哪条规则，使您做出这样的决定呢？
At that right moment, Vyasadeva appeared there in the palace.
那么就在这一刻，Srila Vyasadeva 显现在了朱伯特的皇宫之中。So
immediately all their attention turned to Vyasadeva to receive him and to worship him properly and give him an elevated seat.
所以就在这会儿呢，所有的人的注意力全部都转向了Srila Vyasadeva，来迎接他， 为他去来崇拜他，为他沐洗莲花足，并且给他让到一个高座之上。
So after the ceremony of reception, making sure that Vyasadeva was very comfortable seated, then Drupada explained the matter to him. This is something that we don't know how to settle because it's very baffling.
等到这个仪式都做完了，等确保薛拉维亚萨德夫是舒舒服服的坐在他的位置上的时候呢，朱伯特就向薛拉维亚萨德夫解释了当时的这个情况，就对他讲，现在呢我们有这么一个状况，但是我们不知道怎么去解决这个问题，但这个又实在是太令人困惑了。
Please tell us how a woman can become the wife of many men without being sinful.
请你告诉我如何使一位女子他一下子成为众位男人的丈夫，而且呢还不会有罪。
At that time, Vyasadeva stood up from his seat and approached Drupada and by the hand, took him by the hand and led him to another room. He wanted to speak to him in private.
然后这会儿呢，薛拉维亚萨德夫就从他的椅子上站了起来，然后呢。走到朱伯特王的面前，拉起他的手，把他给领到了旁边的一个房间里，因为他这会儿呢想要和他单独交谈。
So Vyasadeva want to explain to him Draupadi's previous birth.
然后呢，说了 Vyasadeva 就向朱伯特解释了 Draupadi 的前世。
She was a princess also in the previous birth.
那么她在前世呢，也是一位公主。
And she had performed many austerities to satisfy Lord Shiva to obtain a very elevated husband.
那她呢，当时就进行了很严苛的苦行，来取悦主希瓦，从而能够得到一位很高尚的丈夫。
So she had actually the audience, the darshan of Lord Shiva.
他其实是真正的得到了主希瓦的 darshan， 他见到了主希瓦。
And she asked Lord Shiva, please grant me a very elevated husband.
然后呢，他就对主希瓦说呢，请您赐给我一位很高尚的崇高的丈夫。
And Lord Shiva did not reply. Was it closed eyes like in meditation? He did not reply. So she asked again.Please give me the boon to obtain a very elevated husband.
那当时主希瓦呢就没有回应他，闭着眼睛好像在冥想。所以这位公主呢就再次提出了请求，请您赐给我一位非常崇高的精进的丈夫。
And again, Lord Shiva did not reply, did not open his eyes, did not move.
那主希瓦呢依然坐在那儿一动不动的。闭着双眼。
She requested five times.
他就这样提出这个请求，提出了五次。
And finally, Lord Shiva said, "I heard you, my little girl. I heard you. Don't worry. You're going to have five husbands, very qual elevated husbands."
然后终于呢，主希瓦睁开了眼睛，然后呢，对这位公主说：“我亲爱的小姑娘。”我听见你说的什么了，我听见你的请求了，没问题，不用担心，你会有五位非常崇高精进的丈夫的。
And then Vyasadeva informed Drupada that the Pandavas in their previous births were demigods and they were the associates of the Supreme Lord.
然后舍勒 Vyasadeva 又对 Drupada 王说呢，这 Pandava 五兄弟呢，他们在前世都是半神人。而且呢，他们都是至尊人格守神的同游。
So when Drupada heard about this, the secrets about Draupadi and the five Pandavas, immediately agreed to the marriage proposal to all of them.
所以说，当 Drupada 一听到Draupada 的前世以及五位 Pandava 兄弟的前世之后呢，他立刻就答应了这门婚事。
So they started making the preparations in the palace, all over the city, so many decorations, garlands everywhere, lamps burning in so beautiful colors everywhere, really a huge, beautiful festival.
那所以这样呢就开始进行了操办，就开始进行操办起来，开始举行这个盛大的婚礼的这个节日，然后在皇宫里以及在城市里面都进行了一番的这个盛装的装点，到处都挂起了花环，到处都点起了灯笼，所有地方是张灯结彩的。
At the very auspicious moment, auspicious hour, Domia, the priest of the Pandavas, began the fire sacrifice, chanting all auspicious mantras from the Vedic literatures.
然后在一个非常吉祥的时刻呢，家庭的祭司 Domia 就点起了祭祀之火，并且呢也念诵起了韦达经里面的mantra, 曼陀罗。
So he called, and then after that he called the Pandavas one by one, and they had to circumambulate the fire with Draupadi by their end, one by one.
然后呢他就依次的换上这五位兄弟，然后呢这五位兄弟呢就分别的要和Draupadi 一起来绕拜祭火。
Then again, Draupadi had to give the dowry,and the dowry that accompanies the marriage, and gave a dowry of 100 golden chariots with magnificent horses.
然后呢Draupadi 也给出了Draupadi 的陪嫁。Draupadi 的陪嫁呢是100架金色的马车，然后呢
100 golden chariots.With magnificent horses. Two horses for each chariot.
Okay, 那然后呢就是每一辆这个金色的马车呢都有两匹神勇的马拉着。
He gave 100 elephants to the Pandavas.
然后呢他还给 Pandava 送上了一百头大象。
Lots of jewels, gold, carpets, maid servants, so many things.
好多的金银珠宝，然后呢，好多的这个毯子，还有仆人，所以有很多很多的陪嫁。
In those days, the kshatriyas were extremely opulent.
所以在那个年代里面，刹帝利是非常的富裕的。
Not in paper money, but on real value.
他们的这个富裕并不是展现在这个纸钱上，是真正的拥有很多的财富。
Krishna also sent many presents, very beautiful presents, golden ornaments and beautiful jewels and pearls and blankets and carpets and also golden chariots, so many things.
Krishna 呢，他也送来了好多的礼物，很多的珠宝，很多的金银首饰。还有这个豪华的马车，还有很多的这个毯子。
Also many elephants, many elephants.
还有很多大象。
So really great, extremely, extremely high opulence.
所以说呢，在这个婚礼上展现的是非常的高级的富裕的。
So the Pandavas accepted all those gifts.
所以潘德们呢就接受了所有的这些礼物。
It was the proper way of acting for the kshatriyas in those days.
因为在那个年代呢刹帝利的这样的行为举止是非常恰当的。
So in this way, the beautiful Draupadi was married to the five Pandavas.
所以呢就这样美丽的 Draupadi 嫁给了这五位潘德们兄弟。
A very unique type of marriage never happened in a Vedic times that one princess would marry with five princes. This was a very unique situation.
那这是一个非常的独一无二的境地，在整个的历史上都不会再有这样的情况的出现了，都没有说一位公主一下子嫁给了五位王子。
Okay, my dear devotees, be tuned for the next episode.
所以我亲爱的奉献者们，我们拭目以待的等着下一个章节的讲述。
So if you have any questions or comments or whatever you want to say, you are welcome.
所以呢，如果大家有任何的评述，如果大家有任何的问题，或者是想发表任何的意见的话呢，都请大家不要客气的发上来。So Mungirana said that please wait, Ashu.
Yes, yes.
The end of last week, I had a question, but you answered my question. You answered my question this week.
Oh, this week, okay.
Sumuki Rada said that right now everybody is still, you know, immersed in the speaking, in the lecture. Bao Li Feng Prabhu. Said that, 请问这个故事是真实发生的还是为了阐明道理编的故事尤其是这种战争 He's asking for the story, are the real stories or they are the fictions just for narrate all of the philosophies, especially for this battle?
No, most of this, when the stories are fictions,which is very rare in Vedic literature to tell fictions to explain some philosophical point. But when that happens, like in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a story where it's a fiction just to give a philosophical explanation. So explains the story of King Purandara, which represents the body and the five senses. It's a beautiful story, but it's a fiction.And it's explained as a fiction. This is a fiction. It's not a real story. It's not a real event. But Mahabharata, these are all real events. If there is not, if it's not a real event, then we will mention this is not a real event. This is just a historical thing just to make a point. Otherwise, whatever we are narrating are true events. Even if blow our minds,are beyond our understanding, we have to accept the fact that this happened in a timing where things were very much different from what we experience today.
那么在这个伟达经里面呢很少是会编故事来讲道理的。那么但是呢有的时候也会比如说在圣典伯扎瓦坛里面就会讲了一个故事讲的是普兰达尔王的故事用这个故事的来讲述哲学的道理。但是当它是一个编出来的故事的时候呢在圣典伯扎瓦坛里面它就会清楚的标出来说这是编出来的故事。但是大部分的情况下就是没有直接说它是编出来的故事的时候所有的这些事情都是真实发生的。那比如说我们在听这个 Mahabharata 的时候呢这里面所发生的这些事情都是真实发生的。即便是我们听起来好像让我们很难去相信很难去接受因为它和我们现在所就是实际的生活的这个场景实在是有太大相径庭的地方。但是呢它的确就是真实发生的否则它就会专门的说出来这个是编出来的故事。
This happened 5,000 years ago where people were endowed with opulence and beauty and prowess that cannot be compared with modern people.
那么这个故事呢是发生在5000年以前的事情在那会儿的人呢他们是被赋予了力量被赋予了美丽被赋予了才华的那么他们当时的就是当时的那些人所具备的所有的这些力量呢是现代人所不具备的。
There's a tendency of historians, modern historians to relate history and the past like people were not very qualified, not very cultured, and they didn't have great principles. They were like cave people. You know, they tend to retrograde civilization, making us feeling that now we are very civilized, and before people were not very civilized. Civilization is now, but actually it's the opposite. Before they were civilized, and now we are degraded now.
那么这些历史学家呢，他们给我们展现出来的这样的情景呢，是让我们觉得过去的人是非常原始的，是不文明的，是很就是没有智慧的，或者说是他们是生活在这个洞穴里面的，但是就是而我们现在这会儿所生活的这种状态，才是真正的文明发展的这种状态，而以前并不是，但事实上并不是这样的。其实刚好相反，就之前是文明的，而现在其实我们是处在越来越堕落的状态。
Any other question?
Yeah, question from Smoky Radha Mataji. 感恩阿叔的讲课。Panava 兄弟共同娶了 Draupadi 为妻，可有什么隐喻吗？通常来说，男子对妻子的独占欲是很强的。怎么避免彼此之间不会因为爱上同一个女子而心生嫉妒呢？ So the question is from Smoky Radha Mataji. Thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. And my question is that for the five Pandavas, they married the same girl Draupadi as their wife. Does this have any, you know, implications there? Because normally, men always want to, you know, solely own their wife. They cannot really bear for the others to share the same woman with them. So how to avoid the jealousy among them because they are in love with one lady?
Well, we're going to see later, they will agree to every year one brother would stay, Draupadi would stay with one brother for 1 year, complete year. And then he goes, stays with another husband. So 1 year, one husband. 1 year, one husband, like that.
那我们在后面的时候呢，也会听到，他们之间做出来的这个协定呢，就是 Draupadi 会每一年都和其中的一个兄弟度过一年，然后在下一年的时候呢，又会换另外一位兄弟。
We're going to hear more about that.
那所以关于这个呢，关于这个话题呢，我们在后面会。有更多的讲述。
Okay, next question.
Yeah, next question from 琪琪，顶拜咕噜的莲花族。Draupadi 的前世决定要与五兄弟结婚，但当时世俗社会人们会接受这样的情况吗？Also, please accept my very humble obeisances to you. My question is that the previous life of Draupadi make him to marry five brothers simultaneously. However,for the society at that time can accept such situation?
No, you see, they didn't. Draupada himself was perplexed. He did not, he said, there's no injunction in the scriptures that says that one lady can have five husbands. It was not a traditional thing. It was just because Vyasadeva explained the situation to Draupadi,about Draupadi, that Draupada accepted, you know, and then eventually it was accepted by everyone, even though maybe many felt that was odd, was not normal, but it was accepted, and Yudhisthira became the emperor, then everybody just accepted that what he was doing was rightful because he was very knowledgeable in the scriptures. So it was accepted.
实际上是这样的，在最一开始的时候，其实比如像 Draupadi 他的确是非常的困惑的，他是没有办法接受的，因为这并不是经典中的训示，而且呢也不是传统的作为。但是呢，就是由于 Srila Vyasadeva 来了，并且向Draupadi 王解释了 Draupadi 的前世之后，才使得Draupadi 他同意了这件事情。那么他的这个同意呢，也使得整个的这个社会慢慢的也都就是整个这个社会大家也都同意了，但是即便是人家不同意的话， 因为尤迪斯蒂尔王成为了皇帝，而且尤迪斯蒂尔王是这个通晓经书，而且这么的受人爱戴，所以呢大家也就接受了。但是他确实不是一个这个习俗上能够被人所接受的一个情况。
Next question.
The next question from 秦 Mataji, 顶拜阿叔顶拜奉献者们。请问Bhima 之前娶了 Rakshashi, 都没有人提最年长的大哥还没结婚或要五个人平分的事儿。娶 Draupadi 公主却不一样，为什么有这样的差异呢？Ashu, please accept my veritable obeisances and also my veritable obeisances to all the devotees. My question is that because previously Bhima married that Rakshashi, and at that time nobody mentioned that the eldest brother needed to marry before everyone, and also all the five of them need to share for what they have got. But now when they marrying the Draupadi, Princess Draupadi,then has to treat the situation in this way. Why is so different for this two?
Well, with the Rakshashi Dimbi, she was attached to Bhima, and she wanted to marry with Bhima. So and the brothers did not fight for that because I guess it was not very attractive suggestion, so nobody complained about, okay, let him marry, since he was the one who killed her brother, so let him marry her. So out of compassion, actually, it was Yudhishthira arrangement out of compassion for Idimbi, said, Bhima, you marry with her, satisfy her for some time, and then you come back. He didn't stay with her. He didn't stay with her. He gave her a child and then he left. But it was a very particular situation. She was very attached to Bhima.
那么当时的这个情况呢是这样的，Dimbi，这位 Rakshashi 呢，他是非常的倾慕于 Bhima， 所以呢，他为了 Bhima 杀死了他的哥哥，所以呢，这个 Yudhishthira 王其实是出于对他的怜悯之情，所以呢，同意了。Bhima 和他待上一段时间，然后其实 Bhima 也没有跟他真正的共度很长时间。他为 Bhima 生了这个孩子之后呢 ，Bhima 就离开他了。而且当时就是这位Rakshashi 他是自己倾慕于Bhima， 那有几个兄弟们呢也没有爱上这个没有爱上他，所以说呢大家也就没有。要提议说大家都要娶她，所以这是一个非常特别的一种状况。
That was a very special marriage. She wanted to marry him, like Rukmini wanted to marry Krishna. You know, she wanted the princess want to marry a particular prince.
Sorry, Ashu, your last sentence.
This is a situation where a princess wants to marry a particular prince, then has to be arranged like that.
Okay. 那么这个呢，其实就是因为这个 Adimbi 他倾慕于 Bhima， 那就好像是 Rukmini 他想嫁给 Krishna 一样，就是当一位公主她想嫁给国王，她想嫁给这个王子的时候，就得这么安排。
So Krishna received the invitation of Draupadi to come and kidnap her because she had given her heart to him, and Krishna went and took Rukmini.
那因为Rukmini 给 Krishna 写信，表达了他对 Krishna 的倾心，所以说呢 ，Krishna 就来把 Rukmini 给绑架走了，是因为 Rukmini 他喜欢 Krishna。
Ashu,
but Draupadi actually also has the love feeling to Arjuna, right? All of them.
But after when she was taken by them, she had affection for all of them because this came from the boon she received from Lord Shiva.
Yeah.
She was going to marry five husbands. Even though she did not know about her past life, that inclination was there.
那我刚才就追问了阿叔一句，我说，但是那卓伯提看着好像也非常的爱尔朱呢，好像挺想嫁给尔朱呢的。那么阿叔说呢，就是当卓伯提回家以后，就是和这五兄弟在一起之后呢，他其实他是爱上了这五兄弟的，他对这五兄弟都是充满了感情的，原因就是因为他前世有这么一个从主希望那儿得到的这个祝福，虽然他并不知道他的前世有这样的祝福，但是他是有这样的倾向的。
Yeah, special, very special situation. Yeah.
嗯，所以呢，这是一个很特别的一个情况。嗯，那然后现在这下面这个问题 ，next question, right?
嗯。
那下面这个问题呢，还是来自于鲍立峰发布的。我看有学者讲成书于1500年前到2000年前，这个时间对吗？请鲍帕布，您能把这个问题再问的稍微清楚一点行吗？因为您说的是成书，指的是成哪个书？索穆提玛勒吉，帮我再问一下哈。那我们现在先回答一下索穆提玛勒吉的这个问题。阿叔，this Prabhu's question is not very clear, so I just ask him to try to rewrite the question to make it more clear. Smoky Rana Mataji's question, 圣王们的婚姻是被 Krishna 亲自安排的吧？这段婚姻也为未来的库鲁之战埋下了伏笔。奉献者和非奉献者的婚姻也都是在 Krishna 的安排下发生，只是奉献者在主的仁慈和奉爱服务中，所有的业报都被化为吉祥，是吗？The question is like all the holy kings' marriage are arranged by Lord Krishna, aren't they? This marriage actually is also doing something for the later battlefield, for the later Kurukshetra battle. And also the marriage in between of the devotees and the non-devotees are also the arrangements from the Lord, isn't it? However, as long as the devotees are in the devotional service to the Lord, then they can get the mercy from the Lord. In this case, all their karmic reactions will be transferred as auspicious, right?
Yeah, I mean, these are all great devotees of the Lord. Most of these people participate in Mahabharat are either associates of the Lord or people who are qualified to participate in the pastimes of the Lord. So, yeah, certainly most of these things are personal arrangement by Krishna. Some cases are just karmic reaction. They are put in those situations. But most are Krishna's arrangement, yes.
但是就是在 Mahabharat 里面出现的这些人物呢，要不然就他们都是非常伟大的奉献者，他们要不然就是主的直接的同游，要不然就是他们有资格能够参与到主的同游之中。那么有一些呢是只有一些显现出来的是业报上的这种反应，但是呢的确这些都是主 Krishna 的安排。
And even those who are just because of karmic reaction, they because of participating in this particular drama created by Krishna, they are all going to be benefited.
但是呢，就即便是业报反应，但是由于他们加入到了主 Krishna 所编排的这场大戏之中，使得他们也都能够从中获益。
Yeah, like this marriage between Draupadi and the five Pandavas had already been foretold to them, to the Pandavas, by Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva, remember, had already mentioned to them that it's Draupadi that is about to be married and she's meant to be your wife.
Oh, yeah. 那还记得就是这个朱普迪和潘多五兄弟他们之间的这个婚姻其实早就被 Vyasadeva 预言过了，大家还记得吗？说到 Vyasadeva 他曾经就对他们说过，就是他们会娶朱普迪的，朱普迪会是他们的妻子。
Vyasadeva is Krishna's incarnation, so this is the arrangement of providence, you know, something that happened in the past, something activity that in the past that is arranged to be a very auspicious thing in this particular drama stage by Krishna the Mahabharata.
那么实际的 Vyasadeva 呢，他是主 Krishna 的化身，所以说呢，他会有这样的预言。那么就是所预言出来的这些事情呢，是会在 Mahabharata 的一个很就是一个很吉祥的一个时刻会上演出来的。
Yeah. Okay, this is the last.
No, there are two more, but I think the two very quick questions. 暴力风卡布他说呢，就这个 Mahabharata 或者是博伽梵歌是在1500年到2000年以前这个时间写的。The Prabhu said that I read some scholars said that the Mahabharata or Bhagavad Gita has been composed around 1500 to 2000 years ago. He wants to know if it's right.
No, it's not right. We receive knowledge from the parampara, not from scholars who speculate.
那我们是从我们的使徒传系 parampara 来接受知识的，并不是从那些推敲的学者那里去接受知识的。
We receive a knowledge that is imparted from saintly persons who don't have imperfections like the modern scholars and researchers.
所以我们接受这个知识呢，是从那些圣人们那里接受来的，而并不是从现代的这些有就是有不完美的缺陷的学者那里接受的。
A conditioned soul is plagued by four defects, is an illusion, it commits mistakes, the senses are imperfect, and then naturally they cheat.
那么就是这个现代的人呢，就这个受条件限制的灵魂呢，它是有四种缺陷的，就是它会处在虚幻之中。而且呢，他也会出错，而且呢，他也会 ，and what is else in illusion commit a mistake and what?
Is that imperfect and cheats?
而且还有呢，就是会欺骗。所以我们就不能信他们的这个话。
We don't trust knowledge as being correct presently. Maybe some things are right.But when there is maybe, we don't know what is right, what is wrong, so we don't take it. We take it on face value, on the right that is proper when it is given by the parampara. Then we accept this is real knowledge, this is the truth.
那么当这个知识一说，也许可能是这样，也许可能是那样的时候，这回我们就不能接受了，因为我们不能够知道这个知识这么一说到底是真的还是假的。所以呢，我们就必须要从parampara 就这条使徒传系传递下来的这个渠道来接受这个知识，因为这会儿他所说的才是真实的。
One more, yeah.
This question is from 徐宝英 Mataji 顶拜老师，五兄弟分别是半神人的儿子，讲一讲是哪个半神人的儿子。Please accept my very humble obeisances.The five Pandavas, they are the sons of the demigods. Could you tell us who are they?
Oh, you are not being listened Mahabharata from the beginning.
那这样一来呢，您就知道您是没有从一开始听 Mahabharata 的这个系列的课程。
So you just ride in now.
所以您是才半路杀进来的。
So you don't know what we already have. We have how much road we have traveled.
所以呢，您都不知道我们现在这条路都已经走了多远了。
So you ask Dana Kelly.
那当然可以来跟您说一下。
Okay, then I can you tell her.
好，Yudhishthir 王是阎罗王 Yamaraj 的儿子，然后呢 ，Bhima 是风神的儿子，Vayu 王，然后呢 ，Arjuna 是天帝 Indra 的儿子，Sahadev 和 Nakula 是Ashwahu are the father of Sahadev and Nakula.
Ashwini Kumaras are the physicians.The demigods, Ashwini Kumaras,
Ashwini, 他们的父亲呢是 Ashwini Kumaras, 他们是就是半神人的医生 ，physicians, right, doctors.
They are twin brothers.
就是这个半这就是半神人，他们是双胞胎兄弟。
And they are, yeah, the physicians of the demigods.
他们是半神人中的大夫。
One more question.
Oh, one more. Okay. 这位奉献者问：顶拜古鲁的莲花族库鲁之野之战导火索是因为 Draupadi 引起的吗 ？Krishna 说欠 Draupadi 的是哪个片段 ？Also, please accept my humble obeisances to you. My question is that if the battle of the Kurukshetra is caused by Draupadi, because Lord Krishna said that.He owned to Draupadi. So what about of it?
That's one reason.
这是其中的一个原因。
There are several reasons.
有好几个原因。
We'll see that.
我们后面会讲到的。
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for your questions and for being there.
那非常感谢大家的问题，也感谢大家的临在。
Thank you very much to Danakeli and Sumukhi Radha to arrange for this space for association.
那感谢 Sumukhi Radha Maharaji， 还有感谢 Danakeli 能够安排这个空间，然后让我们有这个联谊。
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Vyasadeva Ki Jai.Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari 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 Bo.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家，那我们今天的这节 Mahabharata 的讲课呢就结束了。非常感恩阿叔的精彩讲述，谢谢 Sumukhi Radha Maharaji， 感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家晚安。Hare Krishna.